The first reading today from the Book of Wisdom, we hear that devotion to God is mightier than everything else. And that's a point all of us need to recognize. The question isn't whether or not we have a devotion to God. Obviously, you wouldn't be here if you didn't. The question ultimately has to do with the degree of that devotion. We're supposed to be 100% devoted to God. We are supposed to love God with our whole heart and soul and strength. We're supposed to love God more than anyone else. Our Lord even made that clear. Anyone who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And that's where the difficulty comes. And so we're going to be tested. If we're going to say that we want to have that devotion to God, He's going to test it. Because what we would be able to do is if we can just sit back, come to daily Mass, live a quiet, easy life, we will convince ourselves that we are 100% for the Lord. Nothing gets in the way. There's nothing more important. It is all about God. Yeah, until something happens and we find out how quickly we take our focus off of God, we put it onto something else, usually our own self. And so God purifies us. In the first reading, we heard about Joseph, who went through a whole series of things, ultimately was thrown in the dungeon, and says God was there with him. He continued to pray, he continued to trust, he continued to be focused on the Lord. Ultimately, of course, we know God raised him up, as we heard. He doesn't do that with everybody. Some of them he allows to be martyred and just simply brings them straight to heaven. So we can't just assume that, okay, if I just keep doing this, everything's somehow going to get easier. It might. He may just be continuing to trust us right to the point where he will ask us to offer our life for him. Whatever the case may be, when we look at all of these things and we have to apply them then to ourselves, to ask ourselves, is that devotion to God really primary? And then again, we have to look at what follows from it. If we are going to be completely devoted to God, it means living it. And so therefore, if our Lord tells us that God loves the just and the unjust and so on, that's what we have to be about. That again is very hard. But you look at the saints, and that's what you're going to see in them. The saints simply loved. They weren't running around condemning everybody. They weren't running around judging everybody. They weren't running around being nasty to everybody. It was their love that brought people to the Lord. I told you this story before, but had the opportunity to give a retreat to Mother Teresa's nuns back a number of years ago. And I got picked up at the airport, and on the way I was talking to the nun, and I said, is it true that you don't even try to evangelize anybody? She said, yeah, Father, that's true. I said, well, but sister, what about this or that? Now, where we were going was an AIDS house at the time. And she said, Father, she said, more than 100 people have died here since we opened this house, said almost none of them were baptized when they came here. She said none of them were Catholic. She said so far, every single person who died here received all of the sacraments before they died. It was simply because of the example of those nuns. They evangelized by their charity. They evangelized by their actions. They didn't say a word to anyone about becoming Catholic. They just lived it. And people saw it, they experienced it, and they became Catholic. Every last one of them. Needless to say, I shut up real fast. But what a great thing for all of us to think about. Yes, we need to do our part to evangelize people, but if we try to tell them something and then we're living a different way, that's not going to bring them to the faith. We have to live it. Those nuns were 100% focused on God. Because of that, they loved the people around them with the love of God. And it is precisely that that brought them to conversion. So devotion to God is mightier than all else. They can try and kill us. So what? Devotion to God is going to continue for eternity. Life is going to end on this earth eventually for all of us, but devotion to God does not. There is nothing that can overcome devotion to God, but there is nothing that devotion to God cannot overcome. So that's where we want to really look at as our focus. Know that, yes, God's going to purify it. He's going to test it. He's going to see if we really mean it, what we say, or help us to grow if that's what we really mean. But so trust him. But look seriously into your own heart and ask yourself, is that really what my life is about? Number one, is it what I really want? And number two, is it what I'm really willing to do? Because that's going to require changes. It's going to require, even as our Lord said, we're going to be rejected, we're going to be hated. He came to bring a story. If you're going to live the truth, not because you're doing anything wrong, but simply because, as the Book of Wisdom says, the just one is obnoxious to us. So just the fact of the way you're going to live, people are going to reject you, even people in your own family sometimes. So again, we look at that and say, is devotion to God really number one in my life? Is that what I really want? Know that it's going to come with a cost. Know that it's going to come with a whole series of tests. And yet, that's where we can prove it. That's where we can grow and perfect in that devotion. So love of God, love of neighbor, that's what our lives are supposed to be about.